Hey, it's good to see you. Thanks so much for agreeing to help me with this. Ugh, this biochem stuff has been driving me crazy. Do you mind if I sit here on the bed? Thanks, I'll just load it up on my laptop. It's being super slow lately. So, what have you been up to this weekend? Anything interesting? Yeah, me neither. Well, I guess there was the party on Friday night. Oh, you didn't hear about it. Yeah, it was some guy's going away party. I don't even know him that well. We just kind of snuck in. We? Oh, I think you know who I was with. Yeah, everyone knows you have a huge crush on her. Duh. I mean, you don't think it's pretty obvious to me when I see you following her around like a puppy 24/7? Sorry, I'm just kidding. So, you still haven't told her, huh? Well, maybe it's for the best. A what? Oh, nothing. Nothing. It's nothing. It's just, no, I don't think I should say. Are you sure you want to know? All right, fine. Well, your crush kind of came to me a few weeks back with, let's just call it a girl problem. No, not that kind of problem. It was more of a, sexual thing. She hadn't been with a guy in a really long time. Over a year, I think. I could tell just by the way she was talking to me that she was very frustrated. I'm sure you would like to be the one to fix it for her. But, well, to be honest, sweetie, I think you may have been beaten to it. Hey, come on now. Don't be annoyed. I know you think she's really sweet and innocent, and, well, she normally is, I suppose. She's not the type to just go out and sleep with a random guy from the club. I suggested that as a solution to her many times, but I guess she wasn't into that idea. But even sweet, innocent girls like her have needs and desires, you know? They need to be properly satisfied. I know you might not want to hear all of this, but I think you deserve to know. So, toward the end of the night, I came up with another suggestion for her. I offered to hook her up with one of the guys I sleep with regularly. Someone that really knows what he's doing and knows how to treat a girl that's really horny. Are you sure you want to know who? All right. It was Ben. Look, don't be mad. I know you guys don't really get along. Oh, wait, what? He bullies you. What do you mean? Oh my God, are you serious? What, are we in the sixth grade or something? No, I'm sorry. It's not funny. So like, what does he do? Name calling isn't exactly bullying. He put your head in the toilet. Oh, come on. I'm sure he was just joking around. Oh, right. Yeah. I guess there was that time he gave you a black eye. I remember that was right around the time I started sleeping with him. Some guys just like to assert their dominance, I guess. Especially over smaller, scrawnier guys. Well, look, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you, but he fucked her. Yeah, that's right. We both went home with him on Friday night, back to my place. and he fucked her brains out. I'm sorry, but she's my friend and she needed help, so I gave her a solution. Trust me, her problems are well and truly gone now. She told me she'd never been fucked like that before. So what? You're not talking to me anymore. Come on, you think I can't see that little bulge in your pants? It's okay. It's okay. Why don't you take them off? Don't be shy. I know your emotions must be all over the place right now, but you might as well have some fun, right? There you go. Take off your top, too. Get totally naked. That's better. Wow. Look at that. Is that fully hard? Oh, God. I'm sorry, sweetie. You've probably seen his in the locker room. I'm sure, but his is literally the biggest I've ever seen. Seriously, it's insane. It's like 10 inches and as thick as my forearm. Your crush told me the same thing. That it's the biggest she's ever seen by far. You should have seen the look on her face when he pulled it out. She was so nervous and excited. How are you feeling right now? It's okay. You want to hear more, don't you? You can tell me. Tell me you want to hear more. Good boy. You can start stroking yourself slowly if you want. But don't you dare come yet. When we got back to my place, I was feeling pretty unselfish. So I just let him take her. I knew she needed it more than I did at that moment. I mean, over a year without sex. She must have been gagging for a good dick. You know that gold dress you saw her wearing on her Instagram? Well, that's what she was wearing that night at the party. Aw, I know. I saw your sweet little comment on her photo. She looked so good, huh? But trust me. She won't be wearing that again. He almost tore it in half when he ripped it off her body. She asked about a condom, but I convinced her to take it bare. It's just so much better that way. I told her she'd be thanking me for it later. I'm guessing it was maybe 15 seconds before he had her completely naked. She opened her legs up so quickly for him. That's the effect that guys like him have. How does that make you feel? Your sweet little crush, letting your bully rip her clothes off and spreading her legs so wide for him. Ooh, I see that pre-cum there. No, I'm not recording you. I'm just checking my phone. All right, maybe I am, but come on. This is for my eyes only. I promise. Oh, come on. Take your hands away. Fine. But if you don't want me to tell you the rest of what happened, I guess I should just leave. That's what I thought. Go on. Take your hands away. Good boy. Keep stroking yourself. And so be honest. Have you done this kind of thing before? You know what I mean. Jerked off to her? I thought so. You're still a virgin too, aren't you? Oh, you poor thing. You must be about as desperate and horny as she was. Tell me you want to hear the rest. Tell me you want to hear what he did to her. Oh my God. You are desperate. I can't wait to show her this. Oh, too late. It's already on camera. I might as well tell you the rest then. So, after she'd laid on her back and opened those legs up for him, he undressed himself and positioned himself right between them. He's so muscular and powerful. Even I felt a little nervous for her as I laid at the side of them. I wasn't sure if his huge pole was gonna fit all the way into that petite little body of hers. Luckily, she already looked sopping wet. He did his usual thing, rubbing the head of his cock up and down her tight little entrance. He can be so cruel and teasing, but oh, it's so hot. He really knows how to make a girl beg, which is exactly what she did. He asked her if she wanted it, and she was like, "Oh, please, put it inside me. Please fuck me, Ben. I need it so bad." Bless her. Oh, I just realized. From now on, every time you jerk off to a photo of her, all you're going to be able to think about is you're a bully making her beg for his cock. Well, finally, he started to push it inside. He had to go slow. She was so tight. I had to hold her hand for support, and I could feel her squeezing it so tightly. He managed to get it all the way in. She was gasping for breath. She looked at me, but couldn't get any words out. But I like to think she wanted to say thank you. I felt a little jealous that she was getting to experience his huge cock for the first time. I'd had it hundreds of times by this point, but it's always amazing that, God, that first time is just sensational. He moved his hips outward and then thrust back into her, getting a little quicker and sliding into her easier each time. I could tell she was loving every inch of it from her deep, guttural moans. Just as he started to get up to full speed, she squealed and her legs started to shake. Her toes curled and she squirmed and trembled beneath him. Me and him just laughed, and he said, "Well, that didn't take long." While she laid there quivering. "Just so you know, sweetie, I don't think that little thing you've got there could do that to her." It was the new sensation she was feeling, being stretched and filled up so much that it drove her to such a quick orgasm. Well, he didn't give her much time to rest before he was back inside of her. He put her feet over his shoulders and leaned right over her, fucking her hard down into the mattress. Oh, it hits you so deep in that position. Another 60 seconds like that, and she was coming again. She was definitely getting exactly what she needed. After that, he flipped her over, stood on the edge of the bed, and pulled her close, bending her over on all fours. I knew from experience what was about to happen. He was going to give her his signature doggy style pounding, which was probably going to make her scream. He pushed inside of her again and started fucking her. Oh, it's so hot when he pounds you like that. You feel so helpless as he manhandles you and fucks you into submission. Would you like to see that? I wouldn't blame you. It was pretty hot to watch him slamming into her from behind. With one hand, he grabbed a handful of her hair and the other he kept slapping her ass really hard. She told me afterwards a guy had never done that to her before either, and that she loved it. After a couple of minutes, she was like, Oh, I'm coming, Ben. Oh, I'm coming again. But you know what? He didn't stop. He just grabbed her shoulders and fucked her even harder. He's so powerful. And that's when she started to scream. I felt really sorry for my neighbors, but hey, they're probably used to it by now. It was so hot, watching him pound her deeper into an orgasm like that, you know? When he finally let up, she collapsed face down into the bed, her whole body shaking. I guess he is a bully after all, huh? He totally bullied her pussy that night. Oh my, look at you. Oh, you look like you're about ready to burst. Hey, give me your phone a sec. Come on, don't be boring. I'll tell you what. Just let me have a quick look at your phone, and maybe I'll let you come. Deal? Good boy. Now, let's see. Uh-huh. That's pretty much what I expected. You've saved a lot of her photos in here, hmm? You bad boy. Wait, what's this folder? Why do you have a load of photos of her just zoomed in on her feet? Oh my god! You're a little foot boy, aren't you? I can't say I'm surprised, but wow. That's a little pathetic, sweetie. I can just imagine you sitting here in your room, jerking away to a picture of her feet. Meanwhile, your bully has her feet over his shoulders. Oh, I almost feel a little bad for you. Maybe I could convince her to let you watch. Or even kiss her feet afterwards or something. I mean, it's better than nothing, right? All right, I guess I'll let you come now. Wait, let's have some fun with this. Get down on your knees. You heard me. Get down on your knees. That's it. Do you feel powerless down there? Good. Oh God, I have to record this. Okay. You can start stroking yourself. There you go. You must think about her all the time. Trust me, when she was with him, you were the last thing on her mind, baby. I know exactly what she was going through. That big cock of his was making her dizzy. She could barely think straight. Stroke faster. He completely wrecked your crush. She could barely walk the next day, but she told me it was so worth it. Look at my phone. Tell her you want her to get fucked by your bully. Don't be selfish. You want her to be happy, don't you? Then say it. Tell her you want her to get satisfied by a real man. I can't believe you actually said it. No, don't stop. Keep stroking that little dick. That's it. Faster. I want you to think about your bully fucking her brains out as you come. Imagine her pretty toes curling when that big dick makes her orgasm. You should have seen her tits bouncing everywhere as he railed her. It was life-changing for her, sweetie. You have no chance with her now. She's gonna go back to your bully again and again for the best sex of her life. He came all over her face, too. Yeah, that's right. Just give in. Yes. That's it. Come. Come right now. Come to the thought of her getting fucked. Oh, yeah. That felt good, didn't it? I can't wait to show her all of this. I'll leave you to get yourself cleaned up.